If you've been to Main Street recently, you know the sizable renovation the old Main Street Mall is undergoing. The Parkite is the new name of the building at 333 Main Street. The project is moving along at a good pace, and according to city engineer Matt Castle, nearly all the future storefronts of the commercial space have been leased. The project encompasses both commercial and residential. It will have 15 units of high-end residential condos at an average of about 2,500 square feet each throughout three floors. Kirsten Whetstone of the Park City Planning staff says the project will come before the Park City Planning Commission this Wednesday.
Those are the 15 residential units that are proposed for the second and third floors, as well as the fourth floor has a part of a penthouse unit that's also on the third floor. And that's the only sort of new physical construction of additional space is for the penthouse unit. It's under construction, has an active building permit.
The plat for the commercial units will be approved in 2 weeks. The commercial units will be mainly on the street level. In the meantime, construction continues and the details for parking and access are being worked out.
The access for the residentials from the Main Street side, just to the south of the Christmas store, there's the three historic buildings, storefronts, which are also part of this remodel. Then the access to the residential is directly, there's a lobby on the main floor. Then they have an elevator that take them up to the second floor and the third floor, and it's all sort of interconnected. There's also proposed 15 parking spaces in the basement with access through the north tunnel, though the details of that have not been worked out. They are going to go ahead and plat those spaces for the residential.
The project already has China Bridge parking rights, plus a proposed 15 parking spots on the basement level of the Parkite with access through the tunnel from Sweet Alley. The Parkite is just one of the large-scale renovations in Old Town, an upcoming condo project that will encompass the Imperial and Star Hotels, plus the adjacent empty lot near the top of Main Street and the Uptown Fair restaurant.
The Imperial Hotel, we're still waiting for the full design, HDDR, the Historic District Design Review, on that. So I guess it's sort of in limbo until we get that application in.
Renovation of the Silver Queen on the corner of Main Street and Heber Avenue, that nearly all of last summer was flanked by a crane, is seeing slow progress, says Whetstone, but some.
Then the Silver Queen is still under construction. Those are residential uses primarily with commercial on the main floor, and that is construction going slowly, but I believe they're still working. Every once in a while I'll get a request from an architect, from the architects, for a small change to something here or there, so we know that their design anyway working.
Further down Main Street and owned by the same owner is another slow-moving project on the Summit Watch Plaza.
And that one, I believe that's still under construction. Seems like everything's taking a long time.
Taking a long time is an understatement for the Claim Jumper, which hasn't seen any work on its renovation for months.
Just still out there. They have a building permit. I haven't seen a lot of work happening on that. So they sustained on some Sundance uses, I guess, through the winter. They were able to sustain that. You're right, it's been boarded up for a while.
That's Park City Senior Planner Kirsten Whetstone. The Park City Planning Commission will look at the Parkite Residential Unit plat approval during regular session. The meeting begins Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.